Not only is the Coast Guard low on icebreakers, but the sole heavy breaker still on the job is due to retire before a replacement can hit the water. That icebreaker gap was the subject of a hearing in the U.S. House today. The hearing turned testy when Congressman Don Young pressed the Coast Guard to consider leasing an icebreaker from the private sector. The company's owner happens to be a big contributor to Young's campaign. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Everybody on the Coast Guard and Maritime Transportation Subcommittee seemed to agree that the nation needs icebreakers. A Senate bill already includes $1 billion for one icebreaker, but shipbuilding would take a decade. The country would likely have no heavy icebreaker for 3 to 6 years, hampering potential ship traffic in the far north. Alaska Congressman Don Young confronted the Coast Guard witness with a suggestion, and the hearing took a very specific turn.
I'll get the elephant out of the room here in a sense. During the shell activity, there were anchor layer ice-breaking capable ships. Is that correct?
As Young and others added details, it began to sound like they were talking about the IVEC. That's a huge heavy tug owned by the shipbuilding firm Edison Schwest and built specifically for Shell's Arctic work. Young wanted to know why the Coast Guard couldn't use that ship to break ice.
Would you be interested in that, Admiral, if that was to take place? I know you've had the proposal on your desk, by the way. It's already been laid on your desk, and it's an automatic no. Why?
Coast Guard Vice Commandant Charles Michel says his boss checked out that ship in person, but the admiral says the vessel is not suitable.
And I can go into the reasons why.
Wait a minute, stop. You think so, but if the shipbuilder said that I can take and meet your requirements with the bow it has now, tungsten steel, heavy.
The admiral wasn't budging. He says all Coast Guard icebreakers have to operate as military ships, asserting national sovereignty.
Sir, our current opinion is that ship is not suitable for military service without substantial refit.
See, and that's what I call, Mr. Chairman, a bullshit answer. Military service.
Thank the gentleman.
I'm talking about moving ice.
All right, let's get into that if you don't mind, Admiral. Let's go on
the chairman of the subcommittee, Representative Duncan Hunter of California, took up Young's line of questioning, challenging the admiral to explain why it couldn't use a private icebreaker. Young never named the ship, and in a hallway after the hearing, he would only say that ships are available.
So what ship is available?
There are ships available that could be used, and I'm just saying let's use them.
Young's spokesman later confirmed that the specific ice-capable ship Young was describing was the IVEC. The 360-foot tug is worth about $200 million, according to trade publications. It presumably has some spare time since Shell canceled its Arctic project. IVEC's owner, Edison Schwest, is a major source of campaign contributions to Young. The Schwest family and employees have contributed more than $250,000 to Young over the past decade, and Steve Lindbeck, a Democrat running for Young's seat, has already made an issue of it. Young's spokesman, Matt Shukro, says Young was just using the IVEC as an example, a possible solution to the icebreaker gap.
The Coast Guard says there's only one available option, and that's building a new ship. It's Congress's responsibility to look at all options. And as the congressman has said, you know, time and time again, he believes that we should look at everything on the table.
Shukro says Young would be happy to talk to other U.S. shipbuilders. A spokesman for Edison Schwest did not respond to phone messages. By the way, if the name IVEC rings a bell, this was the tug pulling the ill-fated Shell rig that went aground near Kodiak in 2012. Reporting from the U.S. House, I'm Liz Ruskin.